Yeah, wonderful, Lord Jesus, to be in the Word and to be in the Spirit, to be together in His house and spend the time together in the Word. In one hand, I don't know what else there is to say. In a sense, we know the Scripture to some extent, we know so much. We have heard so much, right? So many meetings. But what is our reality today? What is our life? How does it look like compared to what we have heard? Is it being applied in our daily life? And that's a question I think is always good to ask. And may the Lord, yeah, lead us not only to be those who know that the time we have is short and the time of the Lord's return is soon, but that we also, yeah, apply what we have heard and be those who, how the Americans say, walk the talk. Not only talk and talk and talk, but also walk it as you talk it, right? Right. Yeah, I'm also reminded on the verses based on his coming in Romans chapter 13. Just briefly, it mentions there, Romans chapter 13, verse 11, it says, do this, knowing the time. We know the time. I think we have in our spirit a realization. And our eyes, with what we have heard this morning, been opened to see in what times we live. Do this knowing the time, that now it is, what kind of a time? High time. To awake out of sleep. Amen. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Right. We have received the Lord, many for us, many years ago. So every day is a day closer to His return. Right? The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So it's very good to be in fellowship and to have the Lord's light shine into our hearts, so that we may know how to walk today. Not as those who are asleep, but as those that are children of the day, children of the light, right? Knowing the time, that it is high time. It is really every day so precious and important for us in the preparation for His return. And we do have, I think, an outline here posted for this time together with the title, The Priestly Service. The Priestly Service. The Final Preparation for the Lord's Return. Why Priestly Service as the Final Preparation? Because it is God's plan from the very beginning to make us kings and priests. Right. Not just to save us, but also to make us priests. Priests. And with any service, with any job, if you want to sort of say, yeah, a job, You have to be trained to do it properly, right? It takes preparation. Many of us work or have learned a profession, right? How quick was it for you to learn that job that you do today? Took a while. How long? Roughly. Few years. Maybe we can even say your whole life. Up to now, right? It took that long, right, for you to walk, talk, eat, etc., right? And then to know, and etc. And then not only to know, but to apply. So the same with our Christian life. It's just not going to happen overnight, right? The Lord's life in us, even so we received it, has to grow, right? So praise the Lord. We are priests today. He made us kings and priests, which is His unchanging plan for us. Amen. Now, which books in the Scripture speak specifically in regards to priesthood, or is the law of the priest? Right, the Leviticus. Leviticus. For the priestly tribe, it is written there, all the ordinances, commandments given by the Lord through Moses about the priestly service. And which of the words in that book is mentioned the most compared in all other books of the Scripture? Which word? Holy. Holiness. Right. So in Leviticus, the most mentioned word there compared to all other books is holy. Holy. Why is that? Why would in that specific book, Leviticus, which is the commandments for the priests in the serving of the Lord, why is holy mentioned as the word the most of the time? Why? What's the reason? Because God is holy. It is the nature of God. He is holy. Our God is holy. And that's why it is mentioned right there, be holy, for I am holy. God is holy. It is what He is. He is holy. And He speaks in holiness. When He does something, anything He's doing, it is holy. What about us? When we speak, is it holy? What we do, is it holy? And so we see there is already perfection needed in us, perfection of holiness. Right. Yeah, Lord Jesus. Peter, 1 Peter, right, mentions, be holy, for I am holy. This is God's nature. He's not only righteous, but He's also holy. And so, serving Him, it needs to be a holy service. Yeah, even when our Lord Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, right? It was mentioned there, He is the Holy One. Conceived by the Holy Spirit. In our Lord Jesus was no sin. Nothing that defiled. Holy. He is the Holy One. Separated from the world. Right. And this one, this Holy One, is in you and me. So that we also be holy. We shall be holy because our God is holy. I don't know whether that's music in your ears or whether that's foreign language. Yeah, Lord Jesus. It is the beauty of the Lord, is His holiness. Because holiness is without compromise. Either you are or you are not. Only the Lord is holy. Right? There is no one else that is holy as He is holy. And so this one is able to also make us holy. Unless you don't desire it. Right? Unless you don't want to. So, oftentimes our problem is we don't know how unholy we are. Right? And for that, I really appreciate Isaiah. If we could all turn to Isaiah chapter 6. And it's good for us to read Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Shall we all read together? In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings. With two He covered His face,
with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged.
Amen. Yes, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. It's wonderful. When the Lord opens our eyes to see Him, high, lifted up. And a seraphim mentioned and cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Now, when we see the Lord, when we come to the Lord, what is our reaction? What is our... what do we see? Right? He is high and lifted up on a throne, which is also a holy throne. And he said, oh, Lord, use me. I can do this for that, for you. Did he say that, Isaiah, when he saw the Lord? No. His reaction was very different than maybe my reaction or many of the Christians' reaction. There are so many services that are done unto the Lord. Services, are they holy? All services in Christianity, holy unto the Lord? Right. I think we see so many things that it's even a shame to mention what is happening among some of the children of God. Right. No holy expression, no holiness, no consciousness of God is holy. But Isaiah's reaction was, woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips. Unclean lips. What does it mean, unclean lips? He needs a napkin to wipe his lips. Is it just the lips that are unclean? No, the lips, the mouth is what? It's the opening of our heart. So if the opening of the heart is unclean, what does it mean? What does it tell you of the heart? Right? The heart is unclean. Yeah. If you have a water bottle and you pour something and that whole outlet of that water bottle is all filthy after you poured some liquid out, what does it mean of that liquid? What was inside that bottle? It's unclean. There was something unclean in it. So that's exactly what also we read in the Gospels. Right? What comes out of the heart defiles a man. Right? And that is the condition that Isaiah saw by looking and seeing the Lord sitting on a throne, the Holy One, right? Woe is me, because I am unclean, have unclean lips, a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. It takes seeing. It takes our eyes being opened to realize our true condition. Without seeing Him, I don't know my condition. Right. Without His appearing, right, I may think I'm fine. We are doing fine. We are doing the Lord's will. But the Lord needs to appear to us. Right. And so the angel flew with having a live coal from the altar. It is the Lord who sacrificed himself with his own body, right, to sanctify us and to touch Isaiah's mouth so that his iniquity were taken away and his sin purged. Praise the Lord for the life coal. Life, it is still hot, fresh. A fresh experience of the Lord's life and death, where He purged our sin, right? And He is the sacrifice who took all the iniquities, our iniquities, upon Himself, so that we can be clean and our sins be purged. Now, is this the one-time purge? One-time cleansing? One time? How often did we wash our hands today? Right. One time? Woo, how many times? 5 times? Good. Maybe even more, right? If you will count. How often did we wash ourselves from any defilement, spot, right? Yeah, Lord Jesus, we need this constant cleansing by walking in His presence, by being in His light, right? So that we may not be those who drift away. Right. Yeah, He even said, I'm undone. Yeah, Lord Jesus. May we all surf with reverence and godly fear, right? When we do something in His holy place, not everything will be acceptable. It is a holy God. Right? I cannot behave, we cannot behave, as we also heard this morning, as we just feel like, our natural ways, concepts, opinions, etc. You know, let's say we transfer our office to the Oval Office in Washington, in the White House there, right? Not just for a visit, but let's say we work in there. Wow, I think we would behave somewhat differently, right? Isn't it? Why is that? Why would we have a different attitude? Respect from that office, working there. Our talk, our behavior would definitely change. I think so. Because you know, hey, this is not a small place there, right? There are important decisions being made. So, how conscious are we that we are serving God in a holy place, before His eyes, before His presence? When we enter into that service, can we just walk in as we are? No, we have to put off, right, the old and put on the new man, which is Christ, right, who is true in made in true righteousness and holiness. So it's an exercise. It's a pursuing, right? We know the verses. Pursue holiness. Right? And if you pursue, you will see God. If you choose to live holy, you will see more of Him. Without holiness, you cannot see God. But with holiness, we can see God. And it's a constant renewing and transformation, right? Like Corinthians mentioned, from glory to glory, by beholding him. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus, for the way the Lord has given to us. He has given us his own life that is now indwelling in us so that we have a way to be perfected. Perfected. Right. Like washing your hands many times a day, being holy is not just for Sunday morning for 2 hours or prayer meeting. No, it is a real exercise, moment by moment, to pursue holiness. Amen. Yeah, Lord Jesus, may we be those who heed his word and enter into that priestly service and perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.